two scientists have made a big discovery. An elusive songbird has never been known to breed in Pennsylvania until now. It all started when Nick Liadis, executive director of Bird Lab, was hiking with a group in the forest at Bear Run Nature Reserve in the Laurel Highlands last summer.
Folks had stopped to take in some of the beautiful views, and I was hearing Louisiana water thrushes singing. And then I heard something that wasn't a Louisiana water thrush.
It was a Swainson's warbler, which isn't known to breed in Pennsylvania. David Yaney is an avian ecologist in the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program at the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, which owns the reserve.
Swainson's warbler has a mnemonic, Sioux, 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 Sisterville. But there's always that Sisterville part, which kind of like cuts it off, which changes the song from what you'd expect for a Louisiana water thrush.
Liadis made a recording of the warbler's song and texted Yaney when he got back to cell service. And that's how their project began. That summer, they captured and banded four male Swainson's warblers, two at Bear Run and one each in Indiana and Blair counties. The special metal ID bands around the bird's legs have a unique number, and a color band makes it possible to identify individual birds by sight. Yaney says the small brown birds with yellow underbellies have only been documented about 60 times since the species was first recorded in Pennsylvania in 1975. The nearest breeding population is in the mountains of West Virginia.
A lot of times these migratory songbirds, they overshoot their destinations a little bit. They go a little bit farther than they might normally need to go or usually do.
Liadis says then the migrants will double back to breed in a more common southern location. But these birds hung around through the summer.
It's just sort of extraordinary that such a rare bird is occurring with this frequency at the Bear Run Nature Reserve. So it just really shows how good the habitat is there.
Swainson's warblers thrive in the dense understory of mountain laurel and rhododendron. They use their sword-like beaks to find insects in the leaf litter on the forest floor. They're well camouflaged and hard to spot. This May, Liadis and Yaney were tipped off that a Swainson's warbler was heard singing at Bear Run. Again, they banded a male. Then, on July 12th...
we spotted the banded male Swainson's warbler we captured in May, together with a female and a juvenile.
Yaney says, as often happens, they disappeared into the woods. But a couple of days later, they returned and captured the juvenile, which had hatched this year. The first proof the species has successfully bred in Pennsylvania. But why now?
Swainson's warbler is a species that has been predicted to lose about a quarter of its current range under future climate scenarios, but it's also predicted to gain about 60%+ of new range.
He says a 2019 National Audubon Society analysis suggests increased spring temperatures in the southernmost parts of Swainson's warbler's range could threaten young in the nest, as well as the urbanization of its habitat. And Yaney says we've seen a northward expansion of the ranges of other species over time, like the yellow-throated warbler and red-bellied woodpecker. But Swainson's warbler is vulnerable in West Virginia and critically imperiled and endangered in Maryland.
Our surrounding states to the south have elevated their conservation status, which means if we get an established population, we're going to have a responsibility to conserve that as well.
I asked Yaney about the significance of the finding for him.
So this is definitely a career highlight.
Liadis says it's not every day that a state gets a new breeding bird.
This just underscores the need to conserve habitat and to continue looking for birds and studying birds and encouraging folks to make a plan to make their yards bird friendly.
Like planting native trees and shrubs. The birding community can also help play a role in conserving Swainson's warbler, Liadis says, by collecting more data about the species.
They can look for those color bands, and then we might get a better picture about when the migration is of this species in our area. Do they leave in August? Do they leave in September?
Liadis and Yaney will continue to study Swainson's warbler at Bear Run and other properties with the right habitat. They'll also be sharing feather samples with researchers looking for genetic information to study migration and breeding patterns. For photos of the secretive, now famous birds, head to our website, alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.